Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
And a good morning to you. It is Thursday, August 4th, and we are pleased to have a guest in this hour who is running for Congress. Now, I've mentioned the 3rd District plenty of times, and I'm certain that more than a couple of folks are saying, well, do I need to pay attention to this? And you really should, no matter what congressional district you're in Wisconsin or elsewhere, because we're going to hit many issues with Dr. Newman here, as we did with previous candidates and as we will with others. And I would hope that everything that you hear during this hour, both what's asked and answered, might help shape your own questions to your candidates locally. Everybody has their own one or two personal priorities, but I'm hoping you hear something here as well that maybe sparks a concern and makes you think, well, I would typically vote for this person, but do I really want to now that I know their answer about X, Y, or Z? So we're looking forward to covering all sorts of ground with Dr. Mark Newman, who is, again, the fourth of four candidates that we are talking to in Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. It also stretches into part of Central Wisconsin as well. For those of you not in the area, Democrat Ron Kind was first elected to that seat in 1996. He is retiring after this year, so there are four Democrats running in Tuesday's primary. The winner will then run in November against the presumptive Republican nominee, Derek Van Orden, you know, who is on the U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6th. So we'll have a lot to talk about, Mark, but first off, good to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much, Pat.
As I've done with other candidates, rather than my rambling on with a biography, you can tell your story, you know, better than anybody else can. So why don't you take just a moment, introduce yourself to the audience with whatever background you think is necessary, and then we'll get into the issues.
Oh, sure. So I think that one of the jobs, or the job of the candidate, is to help the voters be prepared to vote with confidence when it comes to election time. And when I go to the polls, I have two things that are really important to me, and that is I want to know something about the candidate and their character particularly. That usually gets hinted at by what's been their biography, what have they done in life. And then the other issue, of course, is, well, what is that candidate's attitude towards social issues and good public policy? And I'm sure we're going to get into that a lot. But I have to take care of that first deal for us right now, and that is, who is Mark Newman? And I live in La Crosse, Wisconsin, on a river town of Mississippi, La Crosse, Wisconsin. But I was born and grew up in my early childhood in another river town about 200-300 miles further south in Quincy, Illinois. And similar sized town, similar sort of community. But in that community in Quincy, I was able to meet Franciscans who were serving in our Catholic parish. And their life of fraternity and simplicity and no personal ownership and service to others was very attractive to me. So after college, I was able to join the Franciscans, and one thing led to another. I prepared for our work in Africa. I became a physician and was able to go to Zaire, Africa, currently called the Democratic Republic of the Congo. From the mid-80s to the latter 90s, I was there, had a couple of times when I was back in the States, but a total of over 6 years of service in Africa. It was a tough time. It was the dying days of Mobutu, the dictator leader of that country. So when I came back to the United States, I had my tail between my legs, a little bit humbled. And I met my wife in Madison, Wisconsin, and she helped me to recover. And that's how I married into Wisconsin. And my son was born. And then eventually I had an opportunity to take a job with Gunderson Health System in 2010. And that's where I finished my pediatric medical career as a pediatric intensivist, working with Gunderson in La Crosse. And in the meantime, I was getting more and more concerned about our political circumstances. And over the last 5.5 years, I've made an intentional decision that whatever time I have left to contribute in this life on planet Earth, I want to be more engaged politically to help our country simply make our democracy work.
Let me just, before we get into the issues, I want to seize on your overseas work. Yesterday, we talked to Dr. Jillian Bettino, who's running for state treasurer, and she talked about, you know, her work overseas in medicine. My wife has done multiple stints in Africa, in Haiti, and Nicaragua. And none of that is to toot your own horns as you do that. What I'm getting at is, what lessons,
Yeah. What lessons do you bring back to the United States in terms of, you know, letting people know there's a lot of blessings here that we take for granted? There's a lot of room for improvement, obviously, but you know, you've seen, you know, a part of the country where people could only wish to have, you know, what we have here.
You know, I was thinking as you were formulating your question, I was thinking that's exactly where I'd like to go, because my experience in Africa was way more important to me than possibly any importance I had for the people I lived with. And I mean that personally. I went there with these high ideals of being a great physician, you know, almost an Albert Schweitzerian syndrome there. And as I mentioned, it was tough. And what I ended up doing was looking around and seeing the folks that I lived with in a place called Lukafu, who by our American standards would be in pretty dire poverty circumstances, but the folks didn't see themselves as being poor. They saw themselves as being a thriving community. And I had to ask myself, what does this mean to be a thriving community, even though you don't have all the trappings of a lot of sophisticated wealth or technology and so forth? And I learned that there are really four important issues for us. And that is, you know, we need a secure source of nutrition. We need a place we can call our home where we can receive our guests, a shelter. And we need to be able to participate in our community, to be an accepted, recognized member of our community. And we need a purpose in life. And that's what I saw in the folks in Lukafu who were living thriving human, fulfilled human lives. And I said, you know, it's not that complicated, Mark. You don't have to be this great person. You could just be an ordinary human being. And I
exactly.
came back to the United States with that lesson learned, and it has been very good for me.
Exactly. I'm really glad we got to talk about that aspect of community. Dr. Mark Newman is our guest candidate for Congress in the 3rd District. We'll take a little 2-minute break and be back with more.